Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat Quarter One 2015 Financial Results Conference Call. I will now hand you over to Mr. Tomasz Gielniar-Golwoda, CEO of Cyfrowy Polsat S.A. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are. Firstly, I would like to apologize for the slight delay. There was a bit of a pile-up on my way here on the bridge of all the places. Now we're ready, and we'll begin. Traditionally, I would like to present you some key facts and figures relating to first quarter of 2015. We're happy to maintain a stable contract customers base at the level of 6.1 million, with growing RGU saturation. That indicator is now 2.04, and stable and growing average revenue per user, now almost 86 Polish zlotys. As far as our television production and broadcasting segment, we're happy to announce that we are the only media group in the country to increase our market share in terms of audience, as well as our market share in terms of advertising market. That indicator is now 25.3%. Our main channel had the highest viewership share in the commercial group. Group's revenue in the first quarter reached 2.329 billion. Our EBIT nearly 900 million, with the EBIT margin at the level of almost 39%, which is much better than that of our competitors. Our leverage ratio is now 3.2%. There are certain circumstances that are totally beyond our control that caused this indicator to grow by a slight margin. More about that in his part will tell you Mr. Tomasz Szelon. Some key events from the first quarter. We have launched the LTE service in 800 MHz frequency. This is the result of our agreement with Midas Group, and now we are proud to announce that over 90% of the population of our country can live within the coverage area of Plus and Cyfrowy Polsat LTE network. We have also launched high-definition voice technology, and this is available for all of our customers. We have started working on a new and refreshed communication platform for Polkomtel Plus products, and this will be unveiled at the press conference that we're planning to have on the 18th of May. Our spring programming for Telewizja Polsat was a huge success, and the figures that I gave you just minutes ago are the direct result of this set of programming. We have informed you previously that Polkomtel Procomtel no longer takes active part in the ongoing auction for 800 megahertz spectrum. This does not mean that we stepped out. It's just the way this auction is structured. It allows participants to take that sort of position. So we're just not actively bidding anymore. But you know, that does not mean that we will not have some further development in this matter. But because of our decision to discontinue our active participation, we could afford to prepay 600 million Polish zlotys of our credit under the SFA. This is obviously regarding Polkomtel. Speaking of money, we also informed you previously that we are continuing our analytic works on the potential and structure of the refinancing of the debt of the entire group. Two smaller, perhaps, issues in the scale of things. I would like to inform you that the group has acquired two companies. One of them is called TeleAudio 2, and that company is primarily involved in a service called the SMS Premium. All sorts of, over the phone of SMS voting and sweepstakes and things of that nature. And the other one is called Interphone Service, and that is a manufacturer of consumer electronics that are of interest to us, and more specifically, we're talking here about the set-top boxes, modems, and things of that nature. The company is located in a special economic zone with obvious benefits relating to that fact. A few words about our operations. Our customer base, as I said, remains stable at 6.1 million, and we're maintaining a low, by the industry standards, churn ratio of 9.5%. The saturation indicator, as you've noticed from the slide, is still growing, and this is just another confirmation that the strategy that we've taken and approach to the our customer base is working. You'll also note growing average revenue per user, and that has grown by 1.2 percentage points. We have noted the growth of the total base of contract services by 3.4% and the organic growth of the number of mobile internet access RGUs by almost 40%, which is a result of successful saturation of customer base with integrated service, and obviously part of our strategy. I've mentioned previously that the internet access service is, and this market segment is the only one at the moment that is far from saturation, and that is this segment which we perceive as the area of growth for some time in the future. You will note that we're reporting a slight decrease of the number of mobile RGUs, mobile voice services. It hasn't changed much in terms of the saturation of the market and the pressure from the marketplace. And one of the ways that we're planning to address this issue, because obviously it hasn't gone unnoticed, is the new communication platform I've mentioned just minutes ago. As far as the prepaid services market, the RPU grows at the 4% year to year, and this is a well-established saturated market, and really there is no reason to expect any spectacular growth in this area. Country, we're noting that prepaid services customers are more likely to convert into contract services since the issue of cost control is practically non-existent these days. The no limit offers are so common in the marketplace that customers have no reason actually to be afraid of the cost of their telecommunications running out of control. If you look at the RGU base of prepaid services, is mainly affected by seasonal changes and the marketplace fact that I've just described about conversion to contract services. Again, we would like to stress the success of our multi-play strategy, which is which is one of the key elements of our overall strategy. We have a stable growth of the saturation of our customer base. The number of participants of Smart Home program reached at the end of March 707,000 customers, and the number of RGUs owned by this group of customers is 2.17 million. In first quarter alone, the customers of Smart Dome purchased 319,000 additional services, and we have every reason to be comfortable with our claim that the number of customers of this program will reach 1 million within this year. A few words about the Polish data transmission market and data transmission services. Our excessive increase of our network coverage combined with an effective multi-play strategy enables us to maintain the rate of acquisition of new mobile internet RGUs. In general, Polish population or society is noting, increasing demand for internet access in simple terms, and those who are well acquainted with the with this information highway, they're more and more likely to consume more gigabytes of transfer. One of the factors contributing to this increased demand for transmission is the number of smartphones and the percentage of smartphones in our overall sales of end user devices in first quarter reached 85%. It will probably be a good moment to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have renegotiated the our agreement with Midas, and the price of price that we're paying to Midas for data transmission has decreased to half of what it was last year, to 2.4 slot per gigabyte. We are also very proud of the information that you find on the slide number 15, and that is the coverage with our services, and we are the leaders of our industry in this country, and I am confident to say that we will retain that position in the near future. Okay, this would conclude my part of this presentation, and to details relating to broadcasting and television production, I'll hand you over to Mr. Maciej Stec and his news.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello. We achieved very good audience results in Q1 2015 in commercial target group. Our main channel, Polsat, was the market leader with 13.4% audience share. We have continued investment in programming in TV4 and TV6 in Q1 2015. And finally, we were also audience leader in thematic channel segment with 10.5%. This great audience results gave us leading position among TV groups in Poland. We increased our audience share from 22.5% to 24%, and we are the only big broadcaster which increased audience share in this quarter. These audience results are really strong, and we outperform strategy, particularly that we need to remember that TV market is still in process of fragmentation by new DTT channels. Our position on TV advertising market is also very strong. In Q1 2015, we grew much faster than TV ad and sponsoring market with 6.4% growth, comparing to 3.7% market increase. And we reach almost 50% share in TV and ad and sponsoring increase in Q1 2015. Finally, our total ad market share increased to 25.3%. So just to summarize, we achieved great audience results, and what's more important, we were able to monetize it. For 2015, we maintain our estimation that TV ad and sponsoring market continue to grow by middle single digit. And that's all.
Okay, for the financial part of this presentation, I'll hand you over to Mr. Tomasz Szalon.
Thank you. Before I go into details, please let me say some introductory words, just to remind you that this quarter and the next quarter are not fully comparable due to Metalem consolidation, so we do not compare apples with apples. However, if you would like to go into more details, we present them in our MD&A financial reporting. And the secondly, on 27th of February 2015, we acquired Radio PIN, now called Muzo FM, and this company was allocated to the broadcasting and television production segment. Slide number 20, group's financial results. Metalem consolidation has the biggest impact on them. That's why in some cases I will discuss the results of so-called the old Cyfrowy Polsat group. Slide number 21, results of the segment of services to individual and business customers. Revenue, excluding the effect of Metalem consolidation, grew by 6%, mainly as a result of higher sales of telecommunication products and services, together with organic growth of our pay TV operations. Cost dynamics, again excluding Metalem consolidation, mainly was driven by higher cost of data transmission, and this is connected with huge success of our mobile broadband services, and also this active active sales of Smart Dome, which impacted our higher distribution marketing customer relation management and retention costs, as well as higher cost of equipment sold. Slide number 22, results of the broadcasting and TV production segment. Revenue grew by 7% to 283 million, and this increase in revenue was mainly a result of the monetization of high audience shares of our TV4 and TV6 channels, and also launched in May new channel called Disco Polo Music. In terms of cost dynamics, they reflect additional investment in programming, not only in TV4 and TV6, but also in main channel, and this strategy was visible in our growing audience share. As a result, EBITDA of this segment was at the same level of 100 million. Slide number 23, revenue and cost reconciliation. On the left-hand side, you can see revenue and both segments, the old TVP Polsat and Telewizja Polsat, positively participated in the revenue growth. And as a green color, we added Metal and Group revenues as well. On the cost side, the trend I mentioned before, growing cost of data consumption and investment in customers as a result of our Smart Dome offerings on the Cyfrowy Polsat side and investment in programming on Telewizja Polsat side causes cost of 54 million additionally and 18 million respectively, and we added also 1.3 billion of cost of Metal and Group. Slide number 24, EBITDA and net profit reconciliation. Such trends in revenue and cost items cost the minus 20 million participation of the old Cyfrowy Polsat on the EBITDA level, and as I mentioned, flat level of EBITDA plus 638 million of EBITDA of Metal M Group. On the right-hand side graph, net profit reconciliation, both Metal M Group and former Cyfrowy Polsat Group contributed positively in this item below EBITDA level. Metal M Group 33 million and former Cyfrowy Polsat 40 million. As a result, our net profit increased to the level of 171 million. Slide number 25, revenue structure, excluding Metal and consolidation, as I mentioned, grew by 6%. Our retail revenue, except Metal and grew in connection with the organic growth of Cyfrowy Polsat Group in telecommunication and pay TV areas. Wholesale revenue increased as a result of growing advertising and sponsorship revenue in TV Polsat, and sale of equipment, excluding Metal M consolidation, also increased due to sale of tablets, set-top boxes on a larger extent in Cyfrowy Polsat, and what was new, also sale of TV sets, because we didn't have such offer in first quarter of 2014. Increase of other revenue was due to the mainly consolidation of Metal M. On the right-hand side graph, you can see very stable structure of our revenues. Retail revenue accounted for 70%. Slide number 26, operating cost structure. Without Metal M consolidation, they grew by 14%. In terms of technical costs, except Metal M, we had higher data transmission costs in Cyfrowy Polsat. Five categories increased mainly or purely even due to Metal M consolidation, and I'm talking here about depreciation, distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention, salaries, bad debts and other costs. The effect is just connected with adding Metal M cost items. terms of cost of equipment sold, I mentioned that on the Cyfrowy Polsat side we also sold TV sets, tablets and laptops, and content costs reflect investments in programming on the Cyfrowy Polsat side. On top of that, we have also higher programming costs on satellite platform side, connected purely with foreign exchange fluctuations, depreciation of US dollar against the depreciation of Polish zloty against US dollar. On the right-hand side graph, you can see diversified structure of our cost item. Slide number 27, cash flows. We started the year with cash in hand of 1.7 billion. We added from operations more than 600 million. Due to the auction, we also paid return deposit to the regulator of 188 million. We serviced the debt on the notional amount side of 107 million and also on interest side of 358 million. Acquisition of Radio PIN, 4.2 million, is visible on the next number. In terms of CAPEX, 157 million. CAPEX versus revenue ratio is 6.7%. When you analyze separately the former Cyfrowy Polsat Group and Metalen Group, these KPIs are 2.3% and 8.5% respectively. And we closed the quarter of 1.5 billion zlotys. If you add this return deposit, you will see that the level of cash was unchanged during the last 3 months. Slide number 28, reconciliation of free cash flow after interest. We introduced this indicator to you, this KPI to you last quarter. We presented to you seasonality of this KPI, and this is also visible in the first quarter of 2015. Free cash flows after interest were 86 million. This is a slightly lower level in comparison to the first quarter of 2014, but this is connected with the high investments in our customers. There is different debt structure on the Cyfrowy Polsat side because last year we had bonds and coupon was paid in May 2014. In the first quarter of 2015, for the whole quarter we had only bank loans, and they were serviced on the quarterly basis. We've got also some effect of depreciation of Polish zloty versus US dollar. That's why 86 million. However, I would like to maintain the guidance I gave you last quarter that I will be satisfied if free cash flow level will be similar or broadly in line with the 2014 number. And in order to exclude some seasonality in this indicator, it's better to analyze it on the rolling basis for last 12 months. And if you do this way, you will see that we are talking about the level above 1.1 billion. Slide number 29, the group debt at the end of the first quarter. Net debt to EBITDA was 3.2 times. As our CEO said, it was slight increase in comparison to the previous quarter of 0.2 time. However, this is connected with some of the external factors, namely we had mentioned before depreciation of Polish zloty versus US dollar, and as a result negative revaluation of high yields in US dollars of 153 million zlotys. We paid this return deposit to the regulator of 188 million, and final internal factor, we had lower EBITDA level. As a result, 3.2 times. In terms of maturity, because we repaid 600 million in April, we present to you next slide, slide number 30, which presents you the current maturity profile of our group in terms of debt. And you can see that for 2015, we will repay the notional amount of our debt in Cyfrowy Polsat of 323 million. That's all from my part. We are ready to take the questions. Operator?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. The first question is coming from Mr. Peter Krisalm from Avaro.
Hello. Maybe you can update what is the status with the refinancing agreement you are planning to achieve with the banks and what is the planned structure. So if you can comment on that.
Okay. Hello, Peter. In terms of refinancing, we are in the process of discussing with banks and financial institutions the structure and the timing. So the only thing I can add in comparison to the formal communication we did a couple of weeks ago is that we tend to refinance everything in Polish zloty instruments, and of course majority of it will come from the banks, but we are also in the process of issuing Polish bonds up to 1 billion zlotys, and the structure is actually the structure hasn't been decided, the final structure hasn't been decided yet. We are able to achieve good conditions, we can make a decision to refinance even this year, not to wait until the end of January 2016, when non-call periods of hybrids of Polkomtel is. However, I'm just in the middle of the process, so it's... It's very difficult to add anything. Maybe one comment that I believe we can refinance even the whole debt in Polish zlotys. This is doable in my opinion, but I would like to keep still Eurobond alternative if necessary. And in the process of issuing Polish bonds, we've got all documentation translated into English, which means that to be ready for Eurobond, I just need a couple of weeks. So still, I want to have huge flexibility in this process.
Okay. And in terms of timing, do you think that it could happen kind of already in Q2, or rather if you do it this year, then it will be in the second half of the year?
It will be second half of this year. This is complicated process. Please bear in mind that we've got not only high yields, but we've got also two separate security baskets on Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkomtel side. So definitely this process is complicated and time-consuming. So second half of this year and end of January 2016, the latest.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Vera Tupeja from Erste Bank is online with a question. Madam, your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a question regarding Midas. You know, is it still the plan that after you refinance the high-yield notes of Polkomtel that you're going to take over fully Midas? And if so, how do you plan to pay for it? Is it part of the refinancing deal that is going to be signed, or is it going to be paid by equity, or what's your plan? Thank you.
Hi, let me answer that question. It's Tom Gilner here. We have communicated a number of times that as much as we agree with the investors' analysis and the market in general, that Midas Group eventually should join the Cyfrowy Polsat Group. At this point, really, we are preoccupied with this refinancing process. As you heard my colleague stress how complex this issue is, and we are not working on the Midas acquisition plan. So I can only repeat that yes, we maintain that eventually that's what the destination of Midas Group is, but in terms of details, schedules, the ways to pay, I cannot give you that answer right now.
Is there any certain timeline, actually, by when do you want to achieve this acquisition? Or
we have communicated in the past that debt refinancing is the first port of call. When we've done with that, and dust is settled, we'll certainly apply ourselves to this project and evaluate its pros and cons and make a decision at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Mr. Paweł Szpigiel from mBank Securities is online with a question.
Hi, I have a question regarding distribution marketing and consumer relation management costs. Could you please give us a guidance? How do you see this line in coming quarters?
Okay, I'll hand you over to Mr. Tomasz Szalon.
Which kind of guidance you mean? Because at the beginning of the year, when we presented the early results, we said that we expect similar level on the pro forma basis of this group of costs.
Well, I was just wondering if you foresee this cost to be higher year on year on pro forma basis, which will be reflecting, let's say, intense competition or let's say fight for new clients.
So as a basic scenario, as I mentioned, we assume the similar level as we had on the pro forma basis in the previous year. However, please bear in mind what we used to say on the quarterly basis, that before each quarter starts, we decide which strategy towards customers to take. If we see the opportunity to acquire a higher number of customers, and this is business opportunity for us, definitely we will go into it. But of course, cost side is very important, so all the time is a cost versus potential revenue game as a management board we discuss internally. So basic scenario in our budgeting, similar level, but if you see higher cost, you will see also higher number of customers.
Okay, and thank you. And my second and last question is, I think that the wholesale revenue in Mechelen is stable year on year, and that's quite interesting. Wholesale revenues from mobile services in Orange Polska increased by 20% year on year in the first quarter of 2015. I was just wondering why in Mechelen that line is stable year on year, because I'm pretty sure that the voice, let's say, that traffic is increased, right?
Could Could you please repeat, because we've got some voice problems. I can't hear you. I don't know if you are using mobile phone or fixed line.
Fixed line. Okay, I'm repeating that. I think that the wholesale revenue is stable in Metalem year on year, and that's interesting for me as Orange Polska reported wholesale revenues from mobile services increased by 20% year on year, and I wanted to ask why this line is stable in Metalem.
Okay. Now I could hear you. You know, it's very difficult to understand which number you took into consideration, because I've got in front of me the Metalem Group numbers, P&L, and wholesale revenue increased by 18% on the yearly basis, and this is based due to the interconnect revenue growth, and also, as we described a quarter ago, Midas cooperation, because we are paying to Midas for gigabytes but receiving from them side and RAM sharing fees. So maybe it's more efficient to have a call after this call or to meet, and we can discuss it deeper, but definitely in my Excel spreadsheet is 18% growth on the Metalem side only.
That was all. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no more questions for the moment. Sirs, back to you for the conclusion.
Well, since there is no more question, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your participation, and we're looking forward to our next meeting in roughly about 3 months. Have a good day. Thank you.